Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 28th. Day 28. Today's topic, Lord, you are my sweetheart. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 17, verses 10 to 15, Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 to chapter 7, verse 24, Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to chapter 19, verse 12, Proverbs 5, verses 22 to 23. Let's pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read what I have copied today. Psalm 17, verses 10 to 15. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me, with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them. Bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people. Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May the children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Exodus chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country." But Moses said to the Lord, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me? Since I speak with faltering lips." Verse 26 and then 29 to 30. It was this Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring the Israelites out of Egypt by their divisions." 29. God said to Moses, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I tell you." But Moses said to the Lord, "Since I speak with faltering lips, Why would Pharaoh listen to me? Chapter 7, 1 to, verses 1 to 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. Matthew chapter 18 verses 32 to 35. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Proverbs 5, verses 22 to 23. "The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly." My listening this morning. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, "Lord, you are my sweetheart." Today's four passages gives us quite a number of thoughts, but I was being drawn to a vivid picture I received from Psalm 17 verses 10 to 15. It begins with those wicked who close up their callous hearts, arrogant and pursued for reward in this life. And at the end of this psalm, it turns to the opposite picture of a personal relationship to be able to see God's face and satisfy every morning when we awake to see God's likeness. The image of God, imago Dei, the image of God in us. Wow, how sweet and beautiful. It is at that moment Jesus gave me a feeling that I am so loved by him and I am his sweetheart. Wow, sweetheart of Jesus. Yes, yes, Jesus is my sweetheart. Is Jesus your sweetheart? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to experience that satisfaction of waking up each morning seeing your face and your likeness in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of feeling do you usually have when you wake up each day? Number two, do you know that you are Jesus' sweetheart and he is your sweetheart? How much would this relationship help you to enjoy each day and be satisfied? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.